This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here. Jake Chapman as well. Jake will have the call for you right here on 96.9 The Game. The Magic hosting the Brooklyn Nets here tonight. We'll have it for you at 6:30, pregame show, and then Jake Chapman on the call, the Magic and the Nets, and then we'll have it for you on Bally Sports Florida as well, 6:30, myself and Brian Hill, then David and Jeff will have it. The Magic close out the season series with Brooklyn. The fourth and final meeting, the Magic are down in the series 2-1, but this Magic team is trying to right the ship. They've had two consecutive losses, one at home, one in New York, and we see now the New York Knicks, no shame in not scoring against the Knicks. They have allowed less than 80 points in each of their last three contests. Just absolutely remarkable. Two of which they won. Actually lost one of the games that they held an opponent under 80 points. If they get OG Anunoby back, they're fourth in the Eastern Conference, a game and a half ahead of the Magic. Might be poised for a big run, the New York Knicks, but still, the Magic sit in fifth place, a half a game ahead of Philadelphia, a game and a half behind the New York Knicks. The Indiana Pacers get a big win in Oklahoma City last night, so everything is still continued to be muddled up there in the Eastern Conference. 2 to 2.5 games separate 4 through 8 in the East. So tonight is important. And Jake, I was looking at this. I think, you know, maybe the most important thing going into this one here tonight is the fact that the Magic are 12-1 this year against opponents that are under 500 at home. That one loss was in Mexico City. They have not lost at home to an opponent that is under 500 at Kia Center. And that's what we have tonight. The Brooklyn Nets come in the building, and then it'll be the Toronto Raptors on Sunday. Not trying to jinx it. I know it's very difficult to go 13-0 or 13-1 overall. But the point being, they have handled their business. Any team that has come in here under 500, the Magic have found a way to get a win, and hoping that that might be the remedy for the Orlando Magic here tonight.
I knew that Mexico City game was going to screw up stats and nuggets for us all season long.
All season. I just found a way to win it. You had to go down there and win that game. That's all you needed to do.
DeJounte Murray, we rue the day. That's a great nugget, D. And I don't think I realized that we hadn't lost a game to a sub-500 team at home all season long. And that's, look, this is a bounce back. I mean, I think we're poised for a really good performance tonight. Brooklyn's no pushover, obviously. We've seen what they did in their building to us twice earlier this year. They've got plenty of talents. Cam Thomas is playing his butt off right now. He is an absolute load. Dennis Schroeder always kills us. We know what Bridges did earlier in the season. Schroeder, I think, is a nice addition. So, and then when they're healthy, you know, they've got two bigs that I like in Claxton, and De'Ron Sharpe is a really good young big. He gives us fits as well. With 2 days off, with the Coach Mosley extension yesterday, with Jalen back in there.
Yes, talk to me. Yeah,
all very positive things. I think we're poised for a really good performance. But, you know, the one thing I was looking at and that I was thinking about, we talked about a bit yesterday, was the rebounding over the weekend. It was very disappointing. It was bad against New York. And then we ended up kind of just letting up in the second half of the game against Indiana, and it ends up being a stalemate. We are 31-12 this season when we out-rebound our opponents. And so with a team Brooklyn coming in, with the bigs I'm talking about, I think getting Jalen back in there helps quite a bit. You know, you don't think about it a lot. It's something that Jalen brings, but he's a good rebounder for a guard like we have on down the roster. Guys like Cole, Markel, obviously, Anthony Black. And so I think getting healthy again tonight, but we really need to get back to hitting somebody. When that ball goes up, we need to have a nice rebounding edge in this game tonight and moving forward, because that's been part of the secret sauce all season long.
Well, you mentioned Nick Claxton, and he's certainly been a problem, but so has De'Ron Sharpe. Sharpe has come in and averaged near a double-double. He's had a double-double this year against the Orlando Magic. You had your best, as much as the Magic remember what Brooklyn did to them, knocking them out of the in-season tournament, snapping their 9-game losing streak, all those things that happened. With Brooklyn remembers coming here last week or a couple weeks ago and getting their doors blown off, and Mikal Bridges scoring 4 points. Like that,
that may not happen again ever in his entire career. That guy's played almost 460 consecutive games, and I can't imagine that has ever happened in back-to-back meetings, and I know he will remember that. And they get some firepower back. This Cam Thomas guy is scary as heck, and I'll touch more on Cam Thomas here in the next segment, but you can't come into this game overlooking the Brooklyn Nets. But I think, as we mentioned, the Jamal Mosley getting the extension yesterday, to this Magic team's credit, the fourth youngest team in the NBA, they have not overlooked a single opponent this year. I can look at maybe one or two where they just didn't have it, just didn't bring it. I look at that game in Memphis. I don't think they overlooked them. I just think they were just flat. They just didn't have it. Still had a Joe Ingles three at the buzzer away from winning that game.
Yep. So that Atlanta game at the end of the road trip, flat. Just didn't have it.
Just didn't have it. And to some extent, the New York game at the end of that trip, they were pretty flat. But I think a lot of that had more to do with New York than it did the Orlando Magic. And listen, you came out amped up against Indiana. They just readjusted and came out and took it to you there in that second half, especially that third quarter. But to Coach Mosley and his staff's credit, and to this young team's credit, they have taken these games very seriously. And I think, well, this should be a true test of what this team is about and getting back on track here tonight.
And even those bad games, the worst examples we can think of, there's always stretches in the game where they lured us back in, right? We're like,
no question.
Right? I mean, this team is resilient within games. It's resilient over the course of the season. And again, we talked about it yesterday. To credit to Coach Mosley and his staff and to the guys, when healthy and when together, they really feel like they know it's about us and not about them. And if we play our style, Orlando Magic basketball, the standard, like we've been talking about, can beat anybody in the league, and that is bared out over the course of the season. I think you're going to have a locked-in group no matter what tonight. I think the extension yesterday plays a big role. I think, you know, this team, and it's kind of corny to talk about, but this team is so excited for each other, right? They were so excited for Cole at the beginning of the season when he got his extension, and Paolo. And then I go back to, you know, that Brooklyn game when we held them to 81 points, couple weeks ago, because they had beat us twice in that game. Wendell, I remember saying that morning, like, yeah, we have this one circle. These guys beat us twice and fairly convincingly. So that stuff matters as well. So I think the idea that this is a Brooklyn team that if we're not careful, we know what they're capable of. But as you said, I think Brooklyn's coming in with that 81 point output and the Bridges game as well in the back of their mind. It does feel like, you know, they kind of brought a new coach in there, and Kevin Ollie isn't necessarily a completely new coach, obviously. He was assistant.
Sure.
It's kind of an interim type gig. But that any change like that and having Jacques Vaughn out of there, there's always going to be an adjustment period. And this team, they've got high highs and low lows. So, but I do expect they also got some pros. Dorian Finney-Smith is a guy that you always want on your side night in and night out. I expect a good basketball game tonight, but I do expect us to be, at the very least, sharper than we were Friday and Sunday, right?
Well, and I think that's the key. Just that urgency, right? The sense of urgency, attention to detail. I don't think it was as there. I don't think they fought as hard as they needed to get shots, to get good looks, to work their offense. And I think that'll change tonight against Brooklyn. And this is a Brooklyn team that struggled mightily without Cam Thomas, and he's back, and he's a problem. He's a major, major problem. Here, let's take a look at our injury report. It's brought to you by AdMed Health, official team physicians of the Orlando Magic. And for the Brooklyn Nets, Noah Clowney is out on G League assignment. Jacob Gilliard, their new signee, he was let go by Memphis Grizzlies a couple of weeks ago. He's out on G League two-way assignment. Cameron Johnson is back and available. Now, that's a big get for them as well. Not only Cam Thomas, but Cam Johnson, who came over with Bridges in that trade with the Phoenix Suns. Keon Johnson and Jalen Martin are out. They're both on G League assignment. Ben Simmons is out. We know that story. Not going to be back probably the rest of this year, and we don't know what it looks like next year. Just a shame with the whole Ben Simmons situation. And Derek Whitehead, again, two Mont Bird guys that will not be in the lineup here tonight. He's out with a left shin stress fracture. For the Orlando Magic, Keyvon Harris, Jet Howard, and Trevelyan Queen are out on G League assignment. Speaking of G League, Osceola plays tonight. They're 12-1 in their last 13 games. They're now the best team in the Eastern Conference. The Osceola Magic, so Trevelyan Queen, Keyvon Harris, all those guys, Jet Howard going down, that's paying huge dividends for the G League team, and we'll see if they can keep that little run going here tonight. But two names that I did not read for you, Jake, is Markel Fultz and Jalen Suggs. They are back. They are available. This Magic team will put a starting lineup out there tonight. They will have Jalen Suggs and Gary Harris in that backcourt, that starting five is 6-0 on the season. So not only has that group performed well when they've started, but getting Jalen Suggs back, and obviously Markel coming off the bench as well, but getting Jalen Suggs, your best perimeter defender, and your leader in threes made is huge. It's huge anytime you can get him. But if you're trying to get back on track, he was a big piece of what was missing the last two games, and he and Markel are back here tonight.
Yeah, Jalen spoke this morning about physicality and about how that's how he enjoys it, right? Like, we talked so much about his football background, and he said he was chomping at the bit these last two games to get out there, the New York game especially. I think you can see it. And I think, you know, the having that sort of element, that point of attack defense,
right,
would have made a big difference, I think, in both of those games. Indiana, I thought, you know, I thought there were different things that killed us. It was a good game for Tyrese Haliburton, by the way. That's like, that's what makes Tyrese Haliburton so great.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a terrible scoring game, and he still managed to control every aspect of the game.
Yes.
With the ball in his hands, creating for his teammates in that game.
So, well, and real quick, and you went to bed early because you've got a newborn, and you should, but if you were to have stayed up and watched Indiana at Oklahoma City, guess who won that game for Indiana?
Well, yeah.
T.J. McConnell.
Oh.
You think Tyrese Haliburton? T.J. McConnell, our old nemesis. He left Orlando and then went and hounded the Thunder, and they got a big win on the road. I don't know why no one ever gives him the credit he deserves, but couple that with Tyrese Haliburton, that's pretty dangerous.
That guy is, it is mind-blowing to me that we haven't figured out how good T.J. McConnell is. T.J. McConnell is. It's just us. It's just you and I on T.J. McConnell Island over here. No, I think he's opening up a lot of eyes. I did not see that, Dante. But obviously, what a nice backup option to have. Okay, Tyrese,
yes.
Mr. All-World doesn't have it going, so we'll go to the best secret weapon in the NBA. I've completely lost my train of thought. So let me just talk about this real fast. This is a very difficult game to call, Dante. With the two Cams, we've got Cams, got Watkins, we've got Walkers, we've got two Dennises. For crying out loud.
Yes. We've got juniors in fourths, right? Lonnie Walker the fourth, Wendell Carter Jr. You've got your work cut out for you here tonight.
Absolutely, and if Johnson and Thomas, they're very different players, and you don't get them confused when you're calling the play by play. But the last names are so similar; they're both such common last names that
have very
similar syllables. So it can be a little bit tricky. And four times against Brooklyn. This is going to be a good one tonight, but we got to get this one. This is a very, very important game.
Correct.
For us to get back on track. 16 games left after this one. I mean, it's going to go fast.
Think about that. Think about how fast this is going to go. It's a blur anyway. Anytime after the All-Star break, it's a blur when you get under 20, and now we're really up against it. And listen, we've been saying it now for a couple of weeks. These games are all critical down the stretch, and you have a chance to get a big one. Didn't lose a ton of ground in the standings in the Eastern Conference with those two losses. So that is huge. And now you can start to make up some of that ground here tonight. Magic fans, now is your chance to get a free 35th anniversary license plate frame. All fans with your Orlando Magic specialty license plate can secure a frame. So order your license plates now. Ride in style with the frame that looks as good as the plate. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/license plate for more information. More Magic Drive Time when we return in a moment.
Orlando Magic fans, season tickets are now on sale. Now is the perfect time for fans to score the best seats for the 2024-2025 season with your Orlando Magic season tickets. Your seats and games are guaranteed from the moment you purchase your plan. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Magic all season long. Beat the buzzer and learn more at OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel, young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Great game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top-quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low-sodium and organic items, to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
The ruggedly capable all-wheel drive Kia Telluride X-Pro is truly at the top of its game. It kind of reminds us of legendary four-time NBA champ Draymond Green.
Hold on, what?
Powerful performance in tough conditions.
Yep, that's Dre.
Totally dominates the lane.
Money Green coming through.
Intuitive, intelligent.
IQ on a trillion.
Bold and rugged.
Oh, yeah, bold and rugged. That part.
And has a combined 24.6 inches of dual panoramic displays and third row seating.
A panel what? Probably. I wouldn't put it past them.
The Kia Telluride X-Pro.
Telluride X-Pro. I like that.
Here's to legends in the making. Kia is the official automotive partner of the NBA and WNBA.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver errors and our driving conditions. Always drive safely and obey all traffic laws.
It's more fun to see the Orlando Magic hit the court live. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats available for every game at a variety of prices. As the official marketplace of the Orlando Magic and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. With their virtual view from seat feature, you'll get a preview of your section to make sure you have the best view to catch more of those dimes and dunks. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Orlando Magic.
This is Cole Anthony of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
Hey, welcome everyone to Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. The Magic and the Brooklyn Nets, they'll close out their season series. The Magic are trying to make it two games apiece. Currently trail one game to two here in this series, and they can even it up here tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. We'll have it for you at 6:30, so coming your way in about 10-ish minutes. We'll have the pregame show right here on 96.9 The Game, and then pregame show at 6:30 over on Bally Sports Florida. Let's get you our call of the game, brought to you by Glip from RingCentral. Rethink the way you work with secure meetings and messaging on any device with Glip by RingCentral. Visit glip.com to learn more. Do you want my call of the game first, or do you want to know how valuable Cole Anthony is to this Magic team? What would you prefer? Let's go the second one first. How about, tell me.
Second one first. How valuable Cole Anthony is to this team. Okay. Yeah, coming off a performance where he scored 16 points against the Indiana Pacers, right? Obviously, one of his higher scoring outputs here in the last couple of weeks. It came in a rare loss. The Magic this year, 38 times this year, Cole Anthony has gone for 11 points in a game. 38 times. The Magic are 26-12. 26-12. When Cole Anthony gets 11 points in a basketball game. So like, to say that he is not a valuable part of this thing, to say that Cole Anthony scoring is not incredibly valuable to this Magic team is a colossal understatement. So we need Cole cooking, right? And if you look at points per game off the bench without a start this year, Cole Anthony is second in the NBA. Lonnie Walker, ironically, is third, but Cole Anthony is second off the bench, points per game with zero starts this year, okay? So knowing how valuable he is, my call of the game is this is going to be a 20-point performance for Cole Anthony. It's been about a month since he's had a 20-piece, and I think he's going to get it here tonight. And the reason why is his high school teammate, when he was a senior at Oak Hill Academy, Cam Thomas, back and playing for the Brooklyn Nets. First of all, if you're anybody else other than Cole Anthony or Cam Thomas, did you get a shot on that Oak Hill Academy?
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding?
Did anyone else on that roster get a shot?
I hope he can set screens.
which, by the way, one of those guys was Kofi Cockburn. Think about that, right? The great player at Illinois.
Yeah.
And then they've got B.J. Mack, who's a senior now at South Carolina. I don't know if he'll make it to the NBA or not. But that is a stacked Oak Hill Academy team, 2018-19, that lost by 1 point in the semifinal. Chance to go to the national championship and play Mont Byrd, who ended up winning that, against La Lumiere. La Lumiere, which is a powerhouse in Indiana high school led by Isaiah Stewart. And there it was for the win. Cam Thomas, wide open, misses a three, and La Lumiere moves on, and Oak Hill gets eliminated. But do you not see a scenario where Cole Anthony maybe kicks it up a notch against his former high school teammate from Oak Hill Academy tonight?
That's good stuff. I was up at five. I think you were up before me, D. Bringing it today. So am I to understand it's a Cole of the game for today instead of all of the game?
Yeah, well, I'll let you say it. I won't use it that way, but you can use it that way.
You go ahead.
I like that. No, I like that. But I think that, right, he lives for these kinds of things.
Yes.
Right? When there's a little, we see Kobe White. He didn't play with Kobe White. But when he sees Kobe White, who was his successor, he seceded Kobe White at UNC. He gets up for those games, right? So if it's a Tar Heel involved, if it's anyone from Queens or New York City, tonight it's Cam Thomas, and I think that's going to lead to a big performance.
Yeah, and when he's back home in New York, he always seems to have a little something special. I like it. I think there's also some openings as far as the Brooklyn bench goes. I think he might have some favorable matchups. Hopefully, if it's him and Dennis Schroeder, it's just going to be them gunning back and forth. Even though Schroeder,
there's a chance of that
playing quite a bit, and I think it could be the same thing with Cam Thomas as well. No, I like that. I think that's a very nice call. And Cole's been struggling with the three ball, but he's getting to those kill. Remember Markel's kill spots, those elbow jumpers, those kind of sweeping through the lane elbow jumpers have been dropping with regularity for Cole. So if he can get that midi going tonight, then that we might see a big Cole night. You know, there's one coming before the end of the season, for sure.
Well, and I think as I look at that, and again, as we get ready to close out the program here, how invaluable is Cole Anthony to this whole thing? We know what Jalen Suggs means and the three-point shooting and the defense, but when you go to the bench, that bench has been a superpower for this team much of the year. Fourth highest scoring bench in the NBA, north of 40 points per game. You've got a number of guys that can take over a basketball game. But when Cole has it cooking, I mean, you can look at all of his numbers. When he makes a three, what this team does. When he has five assists or more, what this team does. When he has five rebounds or more. They're all landslide in favor of Magic wins when Cole has a big night as opposed to when he doesn't. He means so much to this team, and I think there's an opportunity for him to get back on track here tonight.
I think that's very interesting.
Or not even get back on track, just keep it going, because he's coming off a great game against Indiana.
Yeah, and he's been playing, again, the three ball has not been falling. I think he's shooting like 14% in the month. But with all that said, like I said before, and like you said, it feels like he's like settling into a kind of nice rhythm offensively. Three ball is not falling, but he's not taking a million of them. And when he has, it's been games where we've been behind and had to work our way back into it. And then you go back to the end of February, he had, four or five consecutive games where he finished in double digits. I think it's like six of the last nine he's been in double digits. But to me, those numbers are so indicative of just the bench at large. You know, Cole has finished out a lot of games, but we a lot of times, and that goes back to what you just said, 40 points and the fourth highest scoring bench, we a lot of times extend leads or work our way back into games when other teams have to break the lineup. I mean, the depth on this bench and on this roster, and that includes guys who don't even play or aren't even a regular part of it when injuries occur, has been such a boost for us all season long. And Cole's obviously been a huge part of it, but you think about J.I., you think about Joe and Mo and their little two-man game. We have a whole other starting lineup as our second unit, and Cole sort of runs that entire show. So I am not surprised when I hear those numbers.
Four assists a game, they're 15-5. I mean, it number after number after number. And remember, this team started 16-7, and Cole Anthony averaged 15 points per game during that stretch, right? So all of Cole's success, we do this exercise, right, Jake? We look at what does a guy do that translates to winning, and all of them have their own ways of making an impact. But it is very rare that you find a guy that when he does this, this is their record. When he does this, and it is jumping off the page, all of those numbers with Cole Anthony. And he had a little bit of a downturn there in January and parts of February. But to me, he's come out of it. And I think he's come out at the right time. And I think he's going to be a huge catalyst, not only tonight, but for this Magic team here, these final 17. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Have a great night, everybody. When we come back, Magic Tonight, presented by Papa John's, and then the Magic and Nets right here on 96.9 The Game.